Everybody, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Ms. Roxanon. Welcome back to my thoughts. I got some tea for y'all. I am so agitated. It's not even funny. I mean, at this point, what the fuck is happening to me? I was able to do a couple errand gigs yesterday. My ankle hurt like a little bit. Wasn't like horrible, so I did good. So hooray for that. So, I'm supposed to go to a dinner tonight with a bunch of friends. A lot of them have backed out. Some are legit reasons, and I'm just like, that's fine. But honestly, I'm going to be super honest with y'all. It's probably just going to be me, and that's fine. I'm going to go to a restaurant by myself. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to enjoy my meal. Then I'm going to leave. Then I'm going to go work out. Maybe. Depends on how I feel after the dinner. Because it's some bullshit. So, and this was supposed to happen back in December. It's being rescheduled twice. And then they're like, well, let's reschedule again. I was like, and the person that was working, I was like, no, we're not rescheduling it again. We're just not. No. If you can't make it, you can't make it. I was like, that's fair. And then the organizer forgot they had to work today until like 11 p.m. Not that person's fault at all. It's just, it is what it is. Like, it is during the middle of the week. I don't know why they picked the middle of the week, but they did. That's fine. It's whatever. But I'm just like, when I make a commitment, I go out of my way to keep that commitment. Like, I turn down work. I run in errands and stuff, because sometimes I run errands until like 9 o'clock at night. It depends for me. Usually after the sun goes down, I don't really do anything. But since the days are getting longer, like the sun's setting like around like 6:45, you know, it's still kind of dusk out. So like I feel more comfortable working until like around 9. That's fine. But I mean, like, bruh, like I turned down like some errands that I could be running, but I decided to do it anyway because I already made a commitment to go. So that's why I'm going. Regardless. Because I have a gift card anyway, so it's not really costing me anything. And this is all for a freaking Secret Santa. That was supposed to be 2 months ago. But okay. The person I got a gift for is not even going. And I'm just like, okay, that's fine. So, you know, maybe, honestly, maybe what I will do is when I get there, it'll probably, someone's doing a live stream. Sorry. I might pay for someone else's dinner as well, just because, you know, it's bonkers. It's honestly bonkers. You know, I would like to do something nice, even though I haven't worked in like 2 weeks and been able to run errands. Now that I'm kind of running errands again, you know what? Fuck it. I think I'm paying for someone else's meal. I want to be nice. I want to show gratitude because, like, the $10 I was spending on my gift, which I did, I'm going to eat those pretzels. I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to either leave a really good tip or I'm literally just going to, I'm going to pay for someone else's meal. Because I think that's a nice thing to do. So, or, like, give, like, just a random person, like, here's $10. I hope y'all have a great night. You know, or something like that. I don't know. So, we'll see what happens, honestly. I will report back in the next podcast. And also, how's it 1:05 right now? How's it 1:05 p.m.? I feel like I just woke up, but I didn't because I've obviously eaten. I also have a weird taste in my mouth. Like, I had cheddar and sour cream potato chips, and I'm just like, okay. But anyway, going back to the dinner tonight, there's like, I'm the only definite. And everyone else is like, I don't know, maybe. Like, I feel like they're not going to go. I am arguably the oldest person, so, like, I guess I don't know. Maybe because I'm a Scorpio, I'm a loyal person to like a very severe fault. And I'm just like, it's okay. Okay. Just okay. In fact, I'm gonna be a Nazi. Oh my God. Wait, you know what? No one's okay, it's fine. Oh, if you can hear the train, you know, fine. So like we have like a group chat. I said I'll be there. No one's even looked at it. So I'm just like I just deleted my comment, and you can delete for all users through like the app. So I'm just not gonna worry about it. I just wanna go about my day. And the way this day is going, it's gonna fly the hell by. So I am after this podcast, I'm going to read a book for an hour. I'm gonna read the Prince Harry book, Spare. I'm gonna read that. Then I'm going to I don't know. I'm just gonna read and watch Pretty Little Liars on the season 3, episode 3. I've been doing a podcast on that, so follow along for that. And yeah, I needed dishes. Like I baked cookies and they turned out so good. Here's the thing, I added a little bit of water to it, even though it said not to. I decided to anyway. And it made it more of a cookie, to put it bluntly. Usually, oh my God, that train's loud. Like, shut up. It's like 1:07 in the afternoon. Like, be quiet. And I used to love trains too. Like, I used to be obsessed with trains. Like, I would make my grandmother go to every freaking railroad track sign so I can watch the train. Like, even when I was in daycare, I had to look out the window to watch the trains go by every time they came by. I used to love trains. I still do, but it's kind of pissing me off a little bit, like, because, like, they come by every morning around 6:45 in the morning. It wakes me the hell up. Although, that hasn't happened lately. Lately, I've been sleeping in, and it's been great. Because, you know, with this foot, I was like, I just want to sleep in and just nap, because there's nothing else for me to do. So, anyway. And this is all for something you may not even hear in the background. This is something I can hear very clearly, though. But, anyway. So anyway, I just been watching catch up on shows and stuff, and but I do want to read more. I said I was going to read 12 books again this year. Excuse me, I've read part of one so far this year. It's not good. I'm just not a fiction person, really. And I've bought 1, 2, 3, 4. I bought 4 biographies, autobiographies. How's that smart? It's not, but okay. And I still need to read those. So, yeah. I also got organized too. Like, anyway, y'all know the deal with that. Anyway, it's fine. So, going back to the group thing, I'm the only one that's committed to go. And like I said, it's probably because I'm Scorpio and we're very loyal people to a fault. So, no one's done me dirty yet. So, you know, because once that happens, like, you're out the door after like strike two. I don't even do a three. It's a bunch of like a two. So, like I said, I'm just going to enjoy the rest of my day, which seems to be a blur. Read a book for an hour, do the dishes, get ready, go to the dinner, oh, and get gas. And that's that. And I'm personally just not going to worry about it. Like I said, I'll enjoy my dinner. All right, you know what I'm getting? Kinda something chicken, even though it's a steak place. I can't eat steak because my gout. Like, I wasn't in charge of the restaurant, so it is what it is. Okay, anyway, so my plan for books, let's jump back to books, right? I'm gonna read all 4 biographies. I am. Then I'm gonna read the Harry Potter books again, just because, you know, I can. And then I'm gonna read the Kane Chronicles, whatever that is. So hooray for that. And I wanna see if the Maze Runners make any more books this year. Cause the Maze Cutter. Yeah, that came out in November, so I don't know when the other one's coming out. So It says trilogy opener. Dun, 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 dun. Well, I'm not reading the Crank. I might read the Crank Palace. I don't know. Thomas is dead. Oh, wait. Sorry. Thomas is like the new kid. He's 16. Where's. Okay, there's Wikipedia. I'm so nosy. It's not even funny. Published books. Okay. So stupid. Maze Runner series, go under there. Maze Cutter series is the first book of a spin-off trilogy of the Maze Runner series. It was published on October 4th. Okay, so do we know when the other ones are coming out? I'm just wondering. And see, these are all relatively, like, I'm not gonna say easy reads because it's really not, but it's short pages is what I'm trying to get at. Like, Harry Potter books is like 700 pages, some of them. These are like 300, roughly around 350 each. Like some are less, some are more, but it's around that ballpark. So, yeah. Dun dun. So I'm trying to see if, like, when the other books are going to come out. So, but I don't see it. So anyway, it's fine. I guess. So anyway, it's a decent book, but anyway, I'm going to be reading the Kane Chronicles, which is the same person that did Percy Jackson. I read that whole series. Also a good series, actually. I really enjoyed it. Let's see. Percy Jackson. Yeah. So we jump into there. Wait, there's a fifth book. Did I know about that or no? Dun, dun, dun. The Labyrinth. Yes, I read that. Yeah, I read that. Yes. And I think let's see. Dun, 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 dun. Weird. Okay. Heroes of Olympus. I don't know if I definitely have not read these. Definitely not. I might have pre-ordered. Not pre-ordered. I might have bought them. I'm not 100% sure. They have this dude's written so many books. It's not even funny. Oh my God. So there's like basically five, like 10 more books I could read of that. I might be reading that, I don't know, but I'm also reading the Kane Chronicles. Anyway, ow. Some of Triscuit. So who does, let me just look up the Kane Chronicles, because I honestly I bought it off of Amazon. Oh yeah, he did make those books. Like, I'm not stupid. Allegedly. I am kind of dumb, but it's fine. So I was correct. I bought the books, I just haven't read them yet. And also, I want to read Boxcar Children just for shits and giggles, just because I haven't read those in forever. I have like a shit ton of those books. I might just start reading those for fun, honestly. Well, I'm reading for fun anyway, but like, sometimes I feel like it's a chore. Like, I feel like I have to read Harry Potter like every year, but that's just typically me. Honestly, I'll probably start reading Harry Potter again around September. Or so, because it's like the fall, it's like, when they go off to Hogwarts on September 1st, I think. I want to say the 4th, but I know that's not right. I believe September 1st. So, there's that. Anyway, I've been babbling for a while, but it's fine. Y'all have been here long the hell enough. Also, can't remember if I said this on a different podcast. I found a bunch of hats. I'm not even kidding. I found like a bunch of hats while I was cleaning. I found like, honestly, 13 hats. I'm getting rid of two of them. And I'm pretty sure that's not even all my hats. I'm pretty sure I have like about 16 to 18, including beanies. I'm not including beanies, but yeah, I also need to check like the back of my car. I'm pretty sure I got some there too. So I love that for me. It's so great, so fun. Sorry, I'm so tired, but also I have The Way of the House Husband. I have that entire series, books 1 through 8, to read as well. So anyway, I think I'm actually going to read today. Talking about it. And also, like, how I told y'all I kept hearing like a popping sound in my room. I thought it was the wood popping because like, it can get really cold in my house sometimes because I kind of like it cold. I don't like it hot in my house. And so, when I was cleaning the other day, I noticed it's my freaking clear bin that I have stuff stored into is like cracking. I was like, why the F are you like cracking and like going down stuff? You don't have that much stuff on top of it. It's so weird, but that's what's happening. And also, I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Five. I have 6 Elite Trainer boxes I have not opened for Pokemon. And I think I might keep it that way. So anyway, there's that. I did hang up some clothes. I'm talking about my room now. Still got a lot more to hang up, but I made some progress. So there's that. Let's see. So let's talk about Pretty Little Liars for a little bit. I am making a whole series on my podcast about that. I cover seasons 1 and 2. So basically, fun fact, Jenna has her sight back now, and now she's acting blind, which she's horrible at doing. Like, severely horrible at. She's like intentionally bumping into people and stuff like that. I was like, girl, your ass can see. Quit. Like, you've been blind for years. Like, you should be better at pretending to be blind as you actually were blind. So quit overcompensating, you crazy. So, but the girl loves to drive. So she's been driving around, and Emily got drugged because she can't remember shit. And so it's like that night when Allie disappeared and da 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 da. But instead, they find Emily at a grave with her memory wiped, and she don't know what the F is happening, so she's got PTSD from what the F is going on, and so she's trying to take a test, and all of a sudden she's remembering shit. She remembers being in a car, at first, and then she's starting to remember a little bit more piece by piece, and she basically got into a convertible with Jenna and was driving. She was driving her to the grave site. And by the way, the body ain't there, like, and so A's back to. You know what's going on. Then Lucas is being a complete little shithead and all this crap. And so Hannah has a heart and keeps seeing Mona and at the institution. And then Mona just blurted out, it's like, you've been getting the texts again, haven't you? And then she wouldn't say another word because she's on a bunch of drugs trying to get her shit together, but that's not happening at all. And so Emily's trying to focus, and so her grades are slipping. So Miss Montgomery decided to give her a 94 on a test that Emily asked didn't even complete because she's got so much PTSD going on, she can't concentrate. And Ezra was trying to help her, even tutor, but she's got a lot of shit going on because, her quote unquote girlfriend died. And it's just a lot of bullshit that's happening. Oh, and Garrett is being represented by Spencer's mom. And Melissa lost the baby and X, Y, and Z happened. And I was like, I'm pretty sure she was, I can't remember if she was even pregnant to begin with. I feel like she was lying the whole time about being pregnant, to be honest. Maybe she was pregnant, but she lost it, like, very early on. And then just had, like, you know, people can buy pregnancy bumps and just kind of fake it. So, I feel like she did some chase shit and then just went, oh, whoopsie. I can't remember, honestly, about that. I also have to keep watching the series to figure it out. Oh, that's so cool. So anyway, I just got a notification on my Amazon thing that this constellation bag set that I kind of like, that also glows in the dark, is on sale for $23.79. That's so cool, but I'm not buying shit. So, but that's a really cool thing. I really like that, actually. So it's like a mix between small bags and medium and big. So it's originally like $40. So it was on sale for like $25. So pretty good deal, actually. Anyway. So that's pretty much what's going on with Pretty Little Liars right now. And so Arya's in a conundrum because like she found the necklaces and that's why she went to her dad's office and tried to pin on Meredith. And so she publicly apologized to Meredith about it. She did it in public, but she apologized to her in person, is what I meant to say. And she said, and here's your earring. Don't worry. If I find the other one, I'll give that to you eventually. And she said, that's not mine. So I don't know whose that is, but it isn't mine. And Meredith is meeting with her dad for lunch because Mr. Montgomery is an asshole and an idiot, and it's going to have dinner or lunch with Meredith, which is insane. But, you know, when is he not doing something stupid? I'm just saying, but I'm saying. It's so stupid. It really is so flipping stupid on so many levels. So anyway, and so Arya got recruited to go to Jenna's house to study and stuff. Not study, to do some, I don't know. Arya plays the keyboard and Jenna plays an instrument. I want to say it's not a flute. I don't think it's something that's kind of like that. I can't remember of it. Can't remember the name of it at all. So she offers to practice, and so she's at her house right now. That's where I paused it because I was like, I can't watch any more of this. So, yeah. So that's that, basically. Then, let's see. I'm all caught up with pretty much all my other shows except for a couple. Young and Hungry, I'm on season 2. Season 2, episode 5 or 6 or something like that. Anyway, I'm doing good with that. I'm almost at 9,300 followers on TikTok, which is great. My one where I do all the filters and stuff is just check the filters. They're doing shitty right now. Can't help that. I don't know what's going on with that. My Rex one is actually doing pretty freaking decent. I love that for me. Like, actually, I really do love that for me. It's really cool. So, I'm uploading stuff to Instagram, still at 10 followers. I'll probably be there forever, but it's fine. I like posting stuff, and it's just a fun challenge for me to post every single day for a year. So, we'll see what happens. And if I forget to get it, I just double up on a day, and there you go. So, there you go. So, there's that. I was going to go into the city today to get my mom lunch, but she said she already had food. I was like, okay. So, I made a sandwich. So, I ate that like 2 hours ago. So, there you go. And that's kind of how my day has been. Yesterday, like I said, was fine. I just ran a bunch of errands. It actually turned out pretty good. I actually walked like 3,000 steps. So, hooray for me for that. And I think that's it. So, yeah. So, I think I'm going to go. I hope y'all have a great day, evening, or night whenever you're listening to this. And I'll catch you in the next podcast. Bye. Hey everybody, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Ms. Roxanon. Welcome back to my thoughts. I got some tea for y'all. I am so agitated. It's not even funny. I mean, at this point, what the fuck is happening to me? I was able to do a couple errand gigs yesterday. My ankle hurt like a little bit. Wasn't like horrible. So I did good. So hooray for that. So I'm supposed to go to a dinner tonight with a bunch of friends. A lot of them have backed out. Some are legit reasons. And I'm just like, that's fine. But honestly, I'm going to be super honest with y'all. It's probably just going to be me. And that's fine. I'm going to go to a restaurant by myself. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to enjoy my meal. Then I'm going to leave. Then I'm going to go work out. Maybe. Depends on how I feel after the dinner. Because it's some bullshit. So, and this was supposed to happen back in December. It's being rescheduled twice. And then they're like, well, let's reschedule again. I was like, and the person that was working, I was like, no, we're not rescheduling it again. We're just not. No. If you can't make it, you can't make it. I was like, that's fair. And then the organizer forgot they had to work today until like 11 p.m. Not that person's fault at all. It's just, it is what it is. Like, it is during the middle of the week. I don't know why they picked the middle of the week, but they did. That's fine. It's whatever. But I'm just like, when I make a commitment, I go out of my way to keep that commitment. Like, I turn down work. I run in errands and stuff. Because sometimes I run errands until, 9 o'clock at night. It depends for me. Usually, after the sun goes down, I don't really do anything. But since the days are getting longer, the sun's setting, around, 6:45. You know, it's still kind of dusk out. So, I feel more comfortable working until, around 9. That's fine. But, I mean, I turned down, some errands that I could be running, but I decided to do it anyway because I already made a commitment to go. So that's why I'm going. Regardless. Because I have a gift card anyway. So it's not really costing me anything. And this is all for a freaking Secret Santa. That was supposed to be 2 months ago. But okay. The person I got a gift for is not even going. And I'm just like, okay, that's fine. So, you know, maybe, honestly, maybe what I will do is when I get there, it'll probably, someone's doing a live stream. Sorry. I might pay for someone else's dinner as well. Just because, you know, it's bonkers. It's honestly bonkers. You know, I would like to do something nice, even though I haven't worked in 2 weeks and been able to run errands. Now that I'm kind of running errands again, you know what? Fuck it. I think I'm paying for someone else's meal. I want to be nice. I want to show gratitude because, the $10 I was just doing on my gift, which I did, I'm going to eat those pretzels. I'm just going to, either leave a really good tip or I'm literally just going to, I'm going to pay for someone else's meal. Because I think that's a nice thing to do. So, or, give, just a random person, here's $10. I hope y'all have a great night. You know, or something like that. I don't know. So, we'll see what happens, honestly. I will report back in the next podcast. And also, how's it 1:05 right now? How's it 1:05 p.m.? I feel like I just woke up, but I didn't because I've obviously eaten. I also have a weird taste in my mouth. I had cheddar and sour cream potato chips, and I'm just like, okay. But anyway, going back to the dinner tonight, there's I'm the only deaf in it. And everyone else is like, I don't know, maybe. I feel like they're not going to go. I am arguably the oldest person, so I guess I'm, I don't know. Maybe because I'm a Scorpio, I'm a, I'm a loyal person to like a very severe fault. And I'm just like, it's okay. Okay. Just okay. In fact, I'm gonna be a Nazi. Oh my God. Wait, you know what? No one's okay, it's fine. Oh, if you can hear the train, you know, it's fine. So like we have like a group chat. I said I'll be there. No one's even looked at it. So I'm just like I just deleted my comment, and you can delete for all users through like the app. So I'm just not gonna worry about it. I just wanna go about my day. And the way this day is going, it's gonna fly the hell by. So I am after this podcast, I'm going to read a book for an hour. I'm gonna read the Prince Harry book, Spare. I'm gonna read that. Then I'm going to I don't know. I'm just gonna read and watch Pretty Little Liars on the season 3, episode 3. I've been doing a podcast on that, so follow along for that. And yeah, I needed dishes. Like I baked cookies and they turned out so good. Here's the thing, I added a little bit of water to it, even though it said not to, I decided to anyway. And it made it more of a cookie, to put it bluntly. Usually, oh my God, that train's loud. Like, shut up. It's like 1:07 in the afternoon. Like, be quiet. And I used to love trains too. Like, I used to be obsessed with trains. Like, I would make my grandmother go to every freaking railroad track sign so I can watch the train. Like, even when I was in daycare, I had to look out the window to watch the trains go by every time they came by. I used to love trains. I still do, but it's kind of pissing me off a little bit, like, because, like, they come by every morning around 6:45 in the morning. It wakes me the hell up. Although, that hasn't happened lately. Lately, I've been sleeping in, and it's been great. Because, you know, with this foot, I was like, I just want to sleep in and just nap. Because there's nothing else for me to do. So, anyway. And this is all for something you may not even hear in the background. This is something I can hear very clearly, though. But, anyway. So anyway, I just been watching catch up on shows and stuff, and but I do want to read more. I said I was going to read 12 books again this year. Excuse me, I've read part of one so far this year. It's not good. I'm just not a fiction person, really. And I've bought 1, 2, 3, 4. I bought 4 biographies, autobiographies. How's that smart? It's not, but okay. And I still need to read those. So, yeah. I also got organized too. Like, anyway, y'all know the deal with that. Anyway, it's fine. So, going back to the group thing, I'm the only one that's committed to go. And like I said, it's probably because I'm Scorpio and we're very loyal people to a fault. So, no one's done me dirty yet. So, you know, because once that happens, like, you're out the door after like strike two. I don't even do a three. It's a bunch of like a two. So, like I said, I'm just going to enjoy the rest of my day, which seems to be a blur. Read a book for an hour, do the dishes, get ready, go to the dinner, oh, and get gas. And that's that. And I'm personally just not going to worry about it. Like I said, I'll enjoy my dinner. All right, now I'm getting kinda something chicken, even though it's a steak place. I can't eat steak because my gout. Like, I wasn't in charge of the restaurant, so it is what it is. Okay, anyway, so my plan for books, let's jump back to books, right? I'm gonna read all 4 biographies. I am. Then I'm gonna read the Harry Potter books again, just because, you know, I can. And then I'm gonna read the Kane Chronicles, whatever that is. So hooray for that. And I wanna see if the Maze Runners make any more books this year. Cause the Maze Cutter Yeah, that came out in November, so I don't know when the other one's coming out. So. Da, 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 da. It says trilogy opener. Da, 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 da. Well, I'm not reading the Crank. I might read the Crank Palace. I don't know. Thomas did. Oh, wait. Sorry. Thomas is like the new kid. He's 16. Where's. Okay, there's Wikipedia. I'm so nosy. It's not even funny. Da-da-dum, da-dum, published books. Okay. So stupid. Maze Runner series, go under there. Maze Cutter series. It's the first book of a spin-off trilogy of the Maze Runner series. It was published on October 4th. Okay, so do we know when the other ones were coming out? I'm just wondering. And see, these are all relatively, like, I'm not gonna say easy reads because it's really not, but it's short pages is what I'm trying to get at. Like, Harry Potter books is like 700 pages, some of them. These are like 300, roughly around 350 each. Like some are less, some are more, but it's around that ballpark. So, yeah. Dun dun. So I'm trying to see if, like when the other books are going to come out. So, but I don't see it. So anyway, it's fine. I guess. So anyway, it's a decent book, but anyway, I'm going to be reading the Kane Chronicles, which is the same person that did Percy Jackson. I read that whole series. Also a good series, actually. I really enjoyed it. Let's see. Percy Jackson. Yeah. So we jump into there. Wait, there's a fifth book. Did I know about that or no? Dun, dun. The Labyrinth. Yes, I read that. Yeah, I read that. Yes. And I think let's see. Dun, 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 dun. Weird. Okay. Heroes of Olympus. I don't know if I definitely have not read these. Definitely not. I might have pre-ordered. Not pre-ordered. I might have bought them. I'm not 100% sure. They have this dude's written so many books. It's not even funny. Oh my God. So there's like basically five, like 10 more books I could read of that. I might be reading that, I don't know, but I'm also reading the Kane Chronicles. Anyway, ow. Some of Triscuit. So who does, let me just look up the Kane Chronicles because I honestly I bought it off of Amazon. Oh yeah, he did make those books. Like I'm not stupid. Allegedly. I am kind of dumb, but it's fine. So I was correct. I bought the books, I just haven't read them yet. And also I want to read Boxcar Children just for shits and giggles, just because I haven't read those in forever. I have like a shit ton of those books. I might just start reading those for fun, honestly. Well, I'm reading for fun anyway, but like sometimes I feel like it's a chore. Like I feel like I have to read Harry Potter like every year, but that's just typically me. Honestly, I'll probably start reading Harry Potter again around September or so, because it's like the fall. It's like, when they go off to Hogwarts on September 1st, I think. I want to say the 4th, but I know that's not right. I believe September 1st. So there's that. Anyway, I've been babbling for a while, but it's fine. Y'all have been here long the hell enough. Also, can't remember if I said this on a different podcast. I found a bunch of hats. I'm not even kidding. I found like a bunch of hats while I was cleaning. I found like honestly 13 hats. I'm getting rid of two of them. And I'm pretty sure that's saying all my hats. I'm pretty sure I have like about 16 to 18. Including beanies. I mean, including beanies, but yeah, I also need to check like the back of my car. I'm pretty sure I got some there too. So I love that for me. It's so great. So fun. Sorry, I'm so tired, but also I have The Way of the House Husband. I have that entire series, books 1 through 8, to read as well. So anyway, I think I'm actually going to read today. Talking about it. And also, like, how I told y'all I kept hearing like a popping sound in my room. I thought it was the wood popping because it can get really cold in my house sometimes, because I kind of like it cold. I don't like it hot in my house. And so when I was cleaning the other day, I noticed it's my freaking clear bin that I have stuff stored into is like cracking. I was like, why the F are you like cracking and like going down stuff? You don't have that much stuff on top of it. It's so weird, but that's what's happening. And also, I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Five. I have 6 Elite Trainer boxes I have not opened for Pokemon. And I think I might keep it that way. So anyway, there's that. I did hang up some clothes. I'm talking about my room now. Still got a lot more to hang up, but I made some progress. So there's that. Let's see. So let's talk about Pretty Little Liars for a little bit. I am making a whole series on my podcast about that. I cover seasons 1 and 2. So basically, fun fact, Jenna has her sight back now, and now she's acting blind, which she's horrible at doing. Like, severely horrible at. She's like intentionally bumping into people and stuff like that. I was like, girl, your ass can see. Quit. Like, you've been blind for years. Like, you should be better at pretending to be blind, as you actually were blind. So quit overcompensating, you crazy. So, but the girl loves to drive. So she's been driving around, and Emily got drugged because she can't remember shit. And so it's like that night when Allie disappeared and da 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 da. But instead, they find Emily at a grave with her memory wiped, and she don't know what the F is happening. So she's got PTSD from what the F is going on. And so she's trying to take a test, and all of a sudden she's remembering shit. She remembers being in a car at first, and then she's starting to remember a little bit more piece by piece. And she basically got into a convertible with Jenna and was driving. She was driving her to the grave site. And by the way, the body ain't there. So A's back to what's going on. Then Lucas is being a complete little shithead and all this crap. And so Hannah has a heart and keeps seeing Mona and at the institution. And then Mona just blurted out, it's like, you've been getting the texts again, haven't you? And then she wouldn't say another word because she's on a bunch of drugs trying to get her shit together, but that's not happening at all. And so Emily's trying to focus, and so her grades are slipping. So Miss Montgomery decided to give her a 94 on a test that Emily asked didn't even complete because she's got so much PTSD going on, she can't concentrate. And Ezra was trying to help her, even tutor, but she's got a lot of shit going on because, her quote unquote girlfriend died And it's just a lot of bullshit that's happening. Oh, and Garrett is being represented by Spencer's mom, and Melissa lost the baby, and X, Y, and Z happened. And I was like, I'm pretty sure she was. I can't remember if she was even pregnant to begin with. I feel like she was lying the whole time about being preggers, to be honest. Maybe she was pregnant, but she lost it like very early on, and then just had like, people come by pregnancy bumps and just kind of fake it. So, I feel like she did some shady shit and then just went, oh, whoopsie. I can't remember, honestly, about that. Also, I have to keep watching the series to figure it out. Oh, that's so cool. So anyway, I just got a notification on my Amazon thing that this consolation bag set that I kind of like, that also glows in the dark, is on sale for $23.79. That's so cool, but I'm not buying shit. So, but that's a really cool thing. I really like that, actually. So it's like a mix between small bags and medium and big, so it's originally like $40, so it was on sale for like 25, so pretty good deal, actually. Anyway, so that's pretty much what's going on with Pretty Little Liars right now. And so Arya's in a conundrum because like she found this necklaces, and that's why she went to her dad's office and tried to pin on Meredith. And so she publicly apologized to Meredith about it. Not pu well, she did it in public, but she apologized to her in person, is what I meant to say. And she said, and here's your earring. Don't worry. If I find the other one, I'll give that to you eventually. And she said, that's not mine. So I don't know whose that is, but it isn't mine. And Meredith is meeting with her dad for lunch because Mr. Montgomery is an asshole and an idiot, and it's going to have dinner or lunch with Meredith, which is insane. But when is he not doing something stupid? I'm just saying, but I'm saying it's so stupid. It really is so flipping stupid on so many levels. So anyway, and so Arya got recruited to go to Jenna's house to study and stuff. Not study, to do some, I don't know. Arya plays the keyboard and Jenna plays an instrument. I want to say it's not a flute. I don't think it's something that's kind of like that. I can't remember of it. Can't remember the name of it at all. So she offers to practice, and so she's at her house right now, and that's where I paused it because I was like, I can't watch any more of this. So yeah. So that's that, basically. Then let's see, I'm all caught up with pretty much all my other shows except for a couple. Young and Hungry, I'm on season two. Season two, episode five or six or something like that. Anyway, I'm doing good with that. I'm almost at 9,300 followers on TikTok, which is great. My one where I do all the filters and stuff is just check the filters. They're doing shitty right now. Can't help that. I don't know what's going on with that. My React one is actually doing pretty freaking decent. I love that for me. Like, actually, I really do love that for me. It's really cool. So, I'm uploading stuff to Instagram, still at 10 followers. I probably will be there forever, but it's fine. I like posting stuff, and it's just a fun challenge for me to post every single day for a year. So, we'll see what happens. And if I forget getting it, I just double up on a day, and there you go. So, there you go. So there's that. I was gonna go to the city today to get my mom lunch, but she said she already had food. I was like, okay. So I made a sandwich, so I ate that like 2 hours ago. So there you go. And that's kind of how my day has been. Yesterday, like I said, it was fine. I just ran a bunch of errands. It actually turned out pretty good. I actually walked like 3,000 steps. So hooray for me for that. And I think that's it. So, yeah. So, I think I'm going to go. I hope you all have a great day, evening, or night whenever you're listening to this. And I'll catch you in the next podcast. Bye.